Haiti's riots over cholera have a political agenda. U.S. efforts to stop the economic freefall could have a devastating effect on missions. And there are just 37 shopping days till Christmas. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Violent riots erupted in Haiti last Monday over the lethal cholera epidemic. Rioters accused Nepalese peacekeeping troops of bringing the disease to Haiti. But Bright Hope International's Craig Dyer says that's political hogwash.
I think a lot of it is driven, first off, by people who are politically motivated in gaining power and somewhat of people using people that are ignorant of how this disease spreads and just don't understand.
The riots may have little to do with cholera, but the epidemic continues, even killing a boy in a Bright Hope-sponsored church. Dyer says this was an unnecessary death.
All of this is very preventable, and so I think it's an awesome time for the churches in the country to be standing up, giving truthful information about the disease and sharing how it can be prevented.
Bright Hope is sending rehydration solutions and antibiotics to help. Join them at our website and pray that this work would illuminate the gospel. Meanwhile, the sloth of the U.S. economy is directly affecting foreign missions. Pioneer's Ted Esler says,
we've kind of come through that phase of tightening belts already because of the downturn. And now with the fall of the U.S. dollar, those that are living in some of these various places around the world are really feeling the pinch at this time.
As the value of the dollar falls, funds raised won't go as far in other countries. To add insult to injury, U.S. health insurance rates have skyrocketed. Missionaries are double charged when countries make them pay for their health care. What'll be the results of all this?
Probably won't be people that come home from the field and don't go back. But what you'll see is missionaries who may be on a schedule to return home to work on support raising will move that schedule up and so that they'll be back earlier, and it may take them a little longer for them to raise additional funds.
More time at home means less time on the field. Pray for these missionaries. You're listening to Mission Network News. About 20,000 Burmese refugees are returning home following a flight into Thailand last week. Fierce rebel fighting sent the regime a message that they won't accept the election results. Five Compassion International Assisted Child Development Centers are located near the fighting, but they continue to run as usual. Staff have taken safety precautions with the kids. Pray for protection over these kids, that God would hide them under the shadow of his wings. Pray for this violence to stop. Next, getting people to become foster parents is pretty tough. But when the kids they're being asked to take are teenagers with criminal records, it's nearly impossible. Bethany Christian Services is looking for families who are willing to intervene in the life of a young person and show them another way. Believers who take on these shorter-term placements can quickly make an impact on a child's life. What better way to get a kid back on track than through the gospel? And it's November 17th. The countdown of shopping days until Christmas is underway. Christmas catalogs already in the mailbox. Type in the word catalog on the internet search and, well, you get 4 million results or so. So amidst the clamors for attention, what makes the Kids Alive International gift catalog stand out? Christian Pruitt of Kids Alive says it's about their relationship with the kids they work with. For them, Christmas is a totally foreign concept.
These children that don't know Christ have never known Christmas. This is a brand new holiday for them, and so we use this as an opportunity to show them and open their eyes up to the hope of Jesus, the love of Jesus.
Their teams teach the kids about God who so loved the world.
He gives us the grace and the gift of his life and salvation, and that's symbolically represented in the Christmas exchanging of gifts.
We have more details and links to the catalog at our website. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available a book of Mission, Danger, and Miracles, Brother Andrew's God Smuggler. It will not only entertain, but encourage you to get involved in the persecuted church. Get your free copy of God Smuggler. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.